morning, everyone. My name is Sally. I'll lead you through a time of devotion this morning. So let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 18. Let's read from verses 21 to 35. And I'll be reading from the NASB translation. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sins against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So for this reason, the kingdom heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slave. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commands him to be sold along with his wife, children, and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him and saying, have patience with me, I'll repay you everything. And the Lord of the slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But the slave went out and find one of his fellow slaves who owed him $100, and he seized him and began to choke him and saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him saying, have patience with me, I'll repay you. But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their Lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his Lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you for all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you? And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturer until he shall repay all he was owed. And my heavenly Father will also do the same to you. If each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Amen. So let's start with a prayer. Father God, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We thank you that we're able to gather here, even via Zoom, Lord, to hear your word and to give our morning and our devotion to you and worship you. And God, I ask right now that you will fill us up with the Holy Spirit so that we may understand what you are saying to each one of us today. And come, Holy Spirit, and have your way with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, as I was praying and asking God what he wants to share with you today, and he gave me the word forgiveness. And I was like, whoa, that's a really big topic to go through on an EMP devotion. But, you know, instead of giving me a verse, he actually led me to this parable of unforgiving servant. So let's look into it. So in the part of the book of Matthew, Jesus teaches disciples various issues of mortality, morality, faith, and the nature of forgiveness of sin. So it's important to remember that these Jews are living in a time where Jewish law is absolute and very strict. And atonement for sin is really difficult and only achievable through very specific actions and ritual. So in verse 21, we see that Peter comes to Jesus and asks how many times he should forgive someone. How many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? So why seven? Why he suggests that? So according to Jewish tradition, you should forgive a person who has sins against you three times. So Peter actually thinking he's being pretty generous and suggesting seven times. So Jesus responds by saying, you should forgive someone 70 times seven. So it sounds like Jesus is suggesting a really specific number of time. But in fact, he is implying an uncountable number of time There's no limits to forgiveness. So Jesus further illustrates his point by telling Peter the story of a servant and a king. So the servant owes the king 10,000 talents. I was like, what? What is talent? So at that time, talents is a large monetary measurement, is equal to 6,000 dalary, and which is Greek Roman silver coins. Dalary is, you know, silver coins. And one dalary was actually an average date of wage for a person. So 10,000 talent would be, I did a little bit of calculation, about 165,000 years of wage, right? That means actually it's clearly is an unpayable debt. So seeing this, the servant can hope to repay the debt, the kings order him and his family to be sold into slavery. The servant begged for a time and patience. So the king, being merciful, and agreed and canceled the servant's debt. So at this point, the servant leave and encounter a man who owes him 100 dalary, which is a much smaller amount of money that compared to the one that he owes the king. So, but because of this man can't pay, and so the unforgiving servant choke him and demand payment, and has him thrown into prison. And the king then calls the unforgiving servant back and labor him with, "You're so wicked," and asks him to, you know, why didn't you show same mercy that was given to him? The servant is then thrown into prison and to be tortured in order to pay off his original debt. So the key to understand this parable of the unforgiven servant is the analogy of sin as debt. Jesus' message in Matthew frequently revolve around the idea of humans are imperfect and is inevitably sins against God's law. In the parable, the king has a servant who has more debt than they could ever repay, and it's only because the king forgives the servant who isn't worthy and deserving, and that the debt is abolished, and just as Jesus forgives us who are not worthy and deserving. So Jesus told this parable actually is to help his disciple, also at this time helping us to understand that we need to forgive other times and times again, uncountable time. And we are warned not to follow the example of the servant who was forgiven a great debt himself, but was unwilling to forgive his brother. This reminds me of what Paul tells the Ephesians in chapter 4:32. He told them, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, and just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. So forgiveness is not the gospel, but forgiveness is at the heart of the gospel. I think we all know it. So as follower of Christ, and we know that we should forgive others, but it's very hard to forgive, especially when you are hurt, and when you're feeling angry, you know, and you are hurt intentionally by, you know, what people say about us or what people, you know, do to us, you know. But first of all, I have to make it clear, we have to understand it's very common to feel angry. So when you are angry, when you're hurt, and, you know, it's something that it's really, it's just how you feel is angry. But there's three different phases of anger. One is when someone provoked you and you feel angry, and that's something you do not have control of. And the second phases of anger is your reaction to it. So are you going to walk away, or are you going to punch the person in the face? So the last phase is dealing with the anger and how you're going to deal with it. And how long are you going to hold on to it? An hour, a day, or 10 years? So it's normal to feel angry, but the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. So that means it's okay to feel angry. You know, again, I always say feeling is feeling, there's no right or wrong, but I think the Bible clearly say do not sin. So I guess do not punch the person in the face, and do not let the sun go down on your anger, which means do not hold on to the anger for too long, and choose to forgive. So when you don't forgive, you are only hurting yourself, actually. I think I'm sure you all heard of the analogies that unforgiveness is like drinking the poison, but expecting the other person to die. So the person was has hurt you, but when you hold on to the anger, you actually continue to allow that person to hurt you and let them have control over your life, your joy, your peace in mind, actually. So it doesn't sound like a good deal, huh? So forgiveness is not for the other person. Like Archie was saying in his book, The Total Forgiveness, sometimes you don't even need to let that person know that you have forgiven them, because forgiveness is really just for your own good. And then we're not to mention those, like, you know, toxic chemical that release in your brain from a psychological standpoint, and those are really bad for your body. So I used to also struggle, you know, to forgive, especially those who hurt me, because I think they don't deserve it. So, but God worked on my heart and, you know, spoke to me through a movie called Amish Grace. Not sure about you guys watch it before. So the movie is actually based on a true story of the 2006 shootings of 10 Amish schoolgirls in nickel mines, Pennsylvania, and how the Amish community offered the forgiveness, the unconditional forgiveness to the killer and his family. So one of the most touching scenes, personally, I feel, it was a daughter telling her father about her anger toward the person who killed her sister. So her sister died in this shooting. She's one of the 10 girls. So the father actually tells her or acknowledge her that, hey, it's normal to be angry if you like to. But then he asked her, but how do you feel about that? And the daughter replied and saying that, actually, it does not feel good. And the father tells her this great lines of quote that I really love, is he was saying that, hey, you know what, anger or hatred is a very big thing. It's a very hungry thing with sharp teeth. It can eat up your whole heart with no room left for love. And he explained further and say that you are lucky, you know, or we are lucky, because God understands this. So he is the one who will hand out the punishment so that we don't have to carry around this hatred or anger if we don't want to. So I remember that I was watching this movie. I remember it was on a train or on a plane. I felt so embarrassed because I was like crying crazy, because I knew at that point, like, God did a really deep work in my heart, and it's not easy to forgive, you know. But I feel like God has given me strength and power to do so. So, and it's really like relieved to recognize that you actually had a choice to forgive, and choice to give up your right to vengeance. Like PSM mentioned a couple of days earlier, and EMP as well, like in Romans 12:19. The Lord was saying that vengeance is mine and I will repay, that says the Lord. So we forgive because God has forgiven us. So we forgive because it's for our own good. We forgive because the vengeance belongs to God. So I was like wondering, oh God, why this passage right now? And why, you know, you're reminding me of this right now. You know, I also find myself a little bit more, you know, easy to be edges these days. You know, there's a lot of angers over what's happening around us in Hong Kong, around the world. You know, there's angers over the, you know, this third wave of COVID, and anger over the protests, anger over this injustice, you know, anger over the fact that people are hurt or even die because of other people's irresponsible behavior or stupidity, basically. Or maybe, you know, you're angry at your colleague who are not doing what they're supposed to do, or because of the lockdown, you're agitated by, you know, your children's or your family member. Domestic violence has increased drastically because of that. So, or maybe you're angry at your colleague, or maybe you are angry at God, even why God is allowing this to happen, and what can a loving God allow people to suffer. I actually had people came to me and say that statement, and whatever that might be, you know, I would like to invite Matthew to lead us in the worship. And as we're going into a time of prayer and worship, let's really go before God and to tell Him, how do you feel? And ask Him if there's any person or anything that you need to forgive. So pray for them. You know, I know it's really hard, like when you're hurting, when you're really angry that that person, it's really hard to pray. But Matthew 5:44 tells us, hey, love your enemy. I know it's hard. And pray for those who persecute you. You know, this is what Jesus taught us to do. And you know what? Even it's hard. But then, and deep down, I think you all know as well, like God, you know, God can change our heart through prayer. And through prayer, He will give us strength to heal. Prayer is powerful. Not necessarily change that person, you know, or pray like, God, please deal with him or her, right? But I think prayer is really a channel that God can work on our heart and give us strength that He asks us to do. So, yeah, let's go before God right now and ask Him. If any, you know, difference in you right now, or even just anger. Yeah, so go to God and tell Him that, to ask Him to be friends. Yeah, let's pray.
Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus this morning and turn our hearts to Him and just cast our burdens on Him. Let's sing His name together. Jesus, You're the lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let You go. Taking me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know, and I love You, and I need You. And though my world may fall, I'll never let You go. My Savior, my closest friend, and I will worship You till the very end. Jesus, Jesus, You're the lover of my soul. Jesus, and I will never let You go. Taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know, and I love You, and I need You. Though my world may fall, I'll never let You go. My Savior, my closest friend, and I will worship You until the very end. Just give Him your worship now.
I will give You all my worship. I will give You all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. I will give You
You're worthy of our praise. So one more time, let's worship Him. With all your heart, and all your mind, and all your strength. And I will give You all my worship. And I will give You all my praise. You alone we long to worship. You alone, God, You're worthy of our praise. Yes, You are, God. You alone are worthy of our praise.
Yes, Lord, that You are worthy of our praise, Lord, because You forgive us our sins. You sent Your Son to die on the cross, and for all the sins that we supposed to bear, the punishment that we deserve, Lord God. Thank You that You have forgiven us, and God does teach us and continue to help us, Lord, to forgive and extend that forgiveness to the peoples around us, our brother and sister, and God, and help us, Lord. When we feel like that we can do it, our own strength, the Lord, we go to You, Lord, that who give us strength, Lord. Come and do a deeper work in our heart, Lord. Lord, also pray that over our cities as well, Lord God, there's a lot of anger over the cities, Lord God, and we need that extra spirit of forgiveness, Lord, and to be able to see things from each other's perspective, Lord God, and we pray that over our city as well, Lord God. We thank You for this morning. We thank You for Your word as well, Lord. We thank You. Also pray that God will give you the and also the and the best of grace of salvation, to bring them back home and to know God as their Lord and Savior. Yeah, next up, continue to pray for those who are suffering from various types of infirmity. Pray for God to continue to bring healing in their life, in their sickness. And also pray that God will continue to make them feel that His presence is with them the whole time. If they're not doing this alone, and also pray for God's team to love them as well, knowing God will be with them. So let's go to mission focus for today. We have branches in Singapore, information to see Philippines and Aspen, New York as well. Just pray that I think most of them are not gathering right now. I just pray Ben and Spill are here, but I think they're also moving online starting this week. Just pray that even it's through Zoom, which is not ideal, but just pray that God will continue to move in the midst in this COVID, and also move in the congregation's heart, and just they will feel that God is still with them, the presence of God's presence is even more during this time of difficulty. Also pray for all the leaders that's listed up there. Pray for them. They will have wisdom from God to lead their congregation at this time. Let them know right now. So we also continue to live our education ministry. Know that we are moving back online, but then I know that as we had prepared a video, just pray that God will, you know, continue to move, you know, continue to speak to these kids, no matter it's through video or through their parents, we continue to learn and to draw close to God as well. That same goes to SV Youth and SV Youth. And just pray also for this leader and how to continue to lead this ministry with a more creative way, and how to continue to keep them connected during this time, continue their learning as well. Yeah, let's lift them up. Also live up our prayer and healing ministry. Pray for Meg, who's leading the IP, and also for Rachel, who's leading the Well and Weaver. Yeah, especially time like this, we do need a little prayer, and just pray that through this ministry, God will move miraculously. And also, especially pray for those people who are really suffering, suffering a difficulty and struggling with the faith, and pray that they will get healing for this ministry as well. Yeah, let's lift them up. So, continue to live up evening outreaches. I think SP Light might be still going out. I'm not completely sure, but for Homey, once again, we are suspended. A lot of you have shown interest over the time and want to go out, but I think right now is not a good time to go out. But I would strongly suggest you guys to, you know, live by God, and if He asks you to do something about it, and even reach out to your neighbor, then please do so. But continue to live up our agile partner, and also continue to live up the people that who are on the front line who are still reaching out to the poor and to the oppressed. Lift them up at this time and cover them as well as they go out. We also definitely continue to live up Hong Kong as the number is climbing up. But once again, I was reminded by Lord, as not just look at the number, but it's really focus on our prayer and worship, and not to feel discouraged. I know that it seems like, oh no, it's coming back. But we just continue to worship God and trust Him, that because He's still on the throne. That's very beautiful. And we just hold on and fix our eyes on that. And we know that this will pass for sure. And we have a taste of that before. And so continue to live up on the situation in Hong Kong. Just pray for God to really come upon this city and to give peace and to heal all the COVID cases as well. Let's lift Hong Kong up in prayer. Well, last but not least, we also pray for our Thursday gathering. Thankfully, we still have our AEG going on. Just pray that whoever that is in the class, that they will be still receive everything that they need to receive and everything that they need to learn via Zoom. And just pray that God will continue to use PSAM and to teach them the word that they need to hear and the stuff that they need to learn. Continue to pray, God, move powerfully through this time of learning and discipleship. Okay, let's pray. Yeah, Father God, we thank you for this morning that we are able to come and worship you and to praise you and to give our devotion to you. I was reminded that we are able to do that is because what you have done on the cross, and we can't take that for granted. We can complain about, doing things via Zoom or whatnot, and is very precious to us that we have this time with you. And Father, we just pray right now, Lord, you continue to speak to us, Lord, throughout the day as we go on to do our work and to we continue to do maybe our housework or whatnot. God, just pray that you continue to work in our heart, Lord, the area that you have spoken to us today. And God, also want to lift up all the prayer that we have prayed today and seal all these things in Jesus' name. And I just pray that you will would you watch over us during this time, Lord. We love you, we praise you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So enjoy the rest of your prayer. I think we'll see you again tomorrow via Zoom. Bye.